AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's Pharrell on the bench, coast to coast, in the biggest way possible, hanging out the bad seat, bro, need a bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad, under bad tape, bad law, bad dude, bad breath, bad attitude, bad vibes. We are live in the Magic City Studios in the Pharrell Appalachian, right across the river through the woods from where Granny got out of the rehab center. She's back in her condo, and she said she was smoking indica sherbet all day long in New York City, the Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags, directed traffic in some kind of fashion, shaking up, should do that. All my finnick, come run, flood, and party up. Rats on the west side, peppers of town, with the best, it's tattered, my brain splattered all over Manhattan, should be shaking. Ooh, it's only rock and roll, but I like it, lucky. Yes, I do, but I like it. Hey, what's kicking? I'm Pharrell, along with your boy Carver High this afternoon. Mavia running it with Hayden Fry at LTN and Kansas City Moe, birthday roll call on a Where Do You Hurt Wednesday. Jalen Brunson, 26, with all of his money. Dylan Peters, 30. Joe Looney, 32. Eric Gonzalez, 31. Matt Adams, 34. DJ White, 36. Charles Schwartzel, 38. Larry Fitzgerald, 39. Lance Moore, 39. Jordan Babineau, 40. Chris Duhon, 40. Ramon Santiago, 43. Your boy Medvedev today having a birthday. Niedermeyer, Scotty Niedermeyer, 49. Legend, Hall of Famer. Patty Harrington, 51 on the 11th hole. Hideo Nomo, 54, John Dorsey, 62, Tom Candiotti, 65, and Edwin Moses, legend, 67. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Yeah. All right, we got afternoon day ball today. By the way, I got a big piece going on that game in Arlington. I'm very nervous, Carver High. Already with bologna slices under my sport coat. I'm sweating. I'm angry. I'm tense. I'm livid, terse, dyspeptic, distraught. Keeping an eye on Texas and the Astros. Padres beat the Giants last night. They're playing them again today in Oracle. Last night, Trent Grisham with a home run. Joey Bart of the Giants to the seven-day concussion IL. Brandon Belt, his season in jeopardy after a second opinion on his knee. Pirates beat the Brewers 4-2. A cruise missile RBI double. Astros beat the Rangers last night 4-2. Altuve with a home run. Dodgers beat the Mets. What a game at Citi Field. 4-3 LA. Gavin Lux with the big hit in the seventh to end it. Clayton Kershaw will return Thursday for the Dodgers against the Mets. We got the lion's share coming up. Plus, the Yankees finally won a game. They beat the Angels 7-4. Aaron Judge, all rise. Number 51 of three runs. Shot. Jameson shots the town left after getting drilled by a line drive. Apparently, he's not dead. D-backs beat the Phillies 12-3. Jake McCarthy with a three-run shot. Cleveland over the Orioles. Reds over the Cards. Austin Romine getting involved. Rays over the Marlins 7-2. A Rosarena Woodup home run. Dirty Harry McClanahan scratched last night. Shoulder. Uh-oh. A's beat the Nats 10-6. Jays over the Cubs 5-3. Teoscar with a three-run shot. Jays fans escorted out of Rogers Center for having relations in the upper deck. Carver High has always brought up the hotel relations. These were in the seats. They didn't even get a room. They just went right at it. There was some knob activity up in the upper deck, Carver High. We can't have it. Mariners beat the Tigers 9-3. Carlos Santana. Oh, not him. Oh, the baseball player hit a home run. Rockies beat the Braves 3-2. Montero with an RBI double. Albies starting his rehab assignment. Twins beat the Red Sox 10-5. Nick Gordon with a G spot. That's a grand slam, son. Royals over the White Sox 9-7. Cover with Singer, your boy. Salvi with a deep drive. We welcome all of our radio affiliates. SiriusXM Channel 159, Sports Map Radio, Sports Byline, Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio in San Diego near Tijuana. Do you wanna? Who wants to go surfing? I do. Then again, not in the Hudson River with all the dead bodies in there. I think I'll take a pass today. Take a flyer on that today, Carver Hot. Maybe they got some nice waves out in Strong Island. Playa! We got tonight's games. Let's break it all down. I got tons of action. Kyle Shanahan thinks Trey Lance is happy to have Jimmy G around. Sure he is. Kyle isn't worried about Lance looking over his shoulder. We'll hear from the Niners coach and Mike Tomlin. Stefanski, Miles Garrett responds to Baker's comments and basically says, yeah, we know who you are. We liked you. You were our teammate. Now you're on another team. Say whatever you want. We'll see you week one. 93% of the bets are on the Broncos. -6.5 against Seattle week one. Texans, Falcons, favored to go 0-17 this season. Jared Bernhardt makes the Falcons roster. The guy was a lacrosse player at Maryland, and he made the team. Darren Waller signs with Drew Rosenhaus to be his agent. Eddie Pinheiro gets a kicking job with the Panthers. Bengals will sign O.J. Howard. Chargers sign Sony Michel. Ravens research the deal of Ronnie Staley. Marlon Mack stays with the Texans on the practice squad. We got odds for the AFC East, North, South, and West. Mike DeCourcy joins us today from the Sporting News. College football championship line movement, we got that for you. College football bets at BetMGM, we got those. SEC betting numbers, odds winning AAC, Mountain West, Sun Belt, MAC, Conference USA, Heisman, all that today on C2C. Beautiful. Deion says they got no water down in Jackson, Mississippi for anything. Toilets, showers, drinking, food, nothing. I mean, what is going on down there? Today in Carver High history, everybody's excited for that per usual. Osaka out, Raducanu out at the Open. Rafa wins. Sean Strickland pulls out of the main event against Cannonier due to a finger injury. It looks like he went, Floyd's going to have another exhibition that no one cares about in Japan. And five-star Duke freshman Tariq Whitehead has foot problems. Looks like surgery for him. We got NBA news. Coach is on today. Plus, the mayor of Miami, Joe Ranieri.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So I ran into an old buddy of mine today, a TV guy in New York, and I hadn't seen him in a long time. And he was like, hey, Pharrell, what's going on? How you been? What's going on? What are you doing? What's been happening? How's everything? I said, do you have the BetMGM app? And he was like, what? I was like, yeah, yeah. Like, you can bet $10 on any baseball game. It'll give you 200 clams if anybody hits a home run. Use the bonus code MLBHR2022. He's like, what's wrong with you? I said, there's nothing wrong with me. You need to get the BetMGM app. He's like, how's the wife? I go, bro, 10 bucks on any game, 200 if anyone hits a home run. He goes, you're sick in the head. I said, I am. It's good to see you. That was it, Carver. Hi. I tell everyone, yeah. I see.
I think you did the right thing. I mean, what else were you going to talk about the guy with? Like, what are you doing now? You know, stuff like that. Just get right
how's
to
the
it.
Kids?
I'm looking to make you coin. All right? So don't worry about what's been going on. Just go and get the BetMGM app, and everything's going to be good. Like, just don't worry about it. We will start today with some day ball in Major League Baseball. We got a lot of day ball today. A couple of games, including one that starts about 25 minutes from now out in San Francisco. The Padres and the Giants at it again this afternoon, Scotty. Let's get everybody a pick in case they want to run to the window here before first pitch. Joe Musgrove going for the Padres this afternoon. Alex Wood goes for the Giants. Padres -150 plus $1.25 for San Francisco. 7.5 the total in this one.
Yeah, I really don't like that number at all. -150 on the Padres. I took Musgrove, but here's why. Alex Wood, 3-4 at home with a 4.4 ERA. His last two starts were actually on the road, but he gave up, 8-7 earned runs. The guy's been getting lit up like a bong. He beat the Pirates in a game at Oracle, but he still gave up a bunch of runs, and they won 8-7. He's just not pitching well. I mean, I don't like the price at $1.50 for Joe, but I did take him. And I've been telling you that streak now, four in a row at home, 5-6 in a row overall, and they haven't hit in 2.5 weeks. It's got to end at some point. They can't just keep losing every game they play at home. But I will tell you, I did a light piece on San Diego.
Yep, San Diego going for the sweep this afternoon. Much needed for them with the way they were playing coming into town. Last night, they got game two of that series, a 4-3 win over the Giants. Trent Grisham going big fly. This one still hasn't landed on Bally Sports San Diego.
Runner goes at first. Grisham swings. It's a fly ball to deep left field. Trying to go back at the wall. Ball's gone. Home run for Trent Grisham. Opposite field. It's a two-run shot. And the Padres take a 3-0 lead.
Happy dugout right there all the way around. And Trent Grisham from the left side going the opposite way. Time for the pose.
I thought they'd break it last night with Cobb. I took a stab at that, as you know, with the odds I was getting, and it didn't happen. And now I'm going to go against them today when I feel like, you know, it's going to break. You know, the weather's going to break, and I think there's going to be clearing. And I'm just concerned about this bet today. I told you, real light on San Diego. I just don't think that highly of them, like everybody else, that there's some vaunted team that everybody's afraid of. I'm not afraid of them.
I was just happy for that garbage time, bottom of the ninth homer by Jock Peterson to put it over the in-game total of 6.5 last night for the 4-3 win. So that was very good for me towards the end of that game. Giants have injury problems as they are playing out the stretch. Joey Bart heads on the 7-day concussion IL. Brandon Belt, a season in jeopardy, got a second opinion on the knee. It was not a good one. Belt probably done for the year. The Brewers and the Buccos, Scotty, this afternoon in Milwaukee. Right now, 1-0 Pirates in the bottom of the fourth. Thompson on the hill for them today. The Brewers do have two on and one out in the bottom of the fourth right now. Last night, who was at it again, Scotty, for the Buccos in their 4-2 win? O'Neill Cruz. Can we get the mile per hour Statcast check on this one? An RBI double on AT&T Sportsnet Pittsburgh.
Here's the 2-2. Swinging a line drive, tailing away from center. That's going to be down and head to the wall. Chavis scores easily. Cruz up at second base. A two-out, two-strike RBI double, and the Pirates lead it 4-2. Another RBI tonight for O'Neill Cruz.
I mean, has this guy had enough doubles, RBIs, and home runs in the month to, earn a shot on one of the crappiest teams in history? As I said yesterday, if anyone, literally, if they send this kid down, I'm done. I'm done with the Pirates forever. Leave him up forever. I'm so done with the bad decision, and ownership and management and GM. I mean, the manager doesn't even matter. Like, what is he, a country star, Blake Shelton? I can't keep up with all their stupid moves and horrible decisions, horrible franchise. I've been a Pirate fan since I came out of my mother's womb, and I have suffered like no other. I'm sick and tired of it. Just leave the kid up, you stupid idiots.
Can't do that. He's hitting 198 and makes a lot of errors. We can't allow that. Doesn't hit too
much. I don't care what he hits. He hits home runs and drives in runs. Two out hits.
Also this afternoon, Astros and the Rangers. Astros lead 3-2 right now. Bottom of the third in Arlington. What do we got here? What are we working on here for this game? What's cooking for you?
Humanity of it all. I got the Rangers and Martin Perez at a .118 going today to beat Christian Javier and the Astros in Arlington.
Nice.
So I'm on that Astros team to lose today. I need Texas. I need Perez to buckle down here, Garber High. Seager hit a two-run homer earlier. I was up 2-1. I was starting to get a little excited. Then they're down 3-2. I'm starting to get a little nervous. I start pacing and cussing. Oh, by the way, one other thing with O'Neill Cruz. You know, it's okay for everybody else in baseball to hit 200 and they stay up and make $10 million a year. But this guy hits 200, has a couple of errors, and they're thinking about sending him down. It is so unbelievable to me how guys now make rollover millions and they can't hit 200. I mean, honestly, who's in charge of this league? Leave the kid up. I don't care if he hits a buck.
learning on the job, the way that it should be when you're a team as bad as the Pirates. Learn on the job. That way next year you'll be even better when the season starts.
He's going to be a star.
That's what they should be doing. Last night for the Astros, Scotty, there he is again, Jose Altuve. Believe it or not, another 20-plus homer year for Altuve, AT&T Sportsnet Southwest.
That ball's drilled to left field. Is it fair or foul? It is fair and gone. Jose Altuve, home run number 22 on the season. And the Astros lead 2-0.
Check his urine.
When was the last time he was checked? Come on. We got to get check out what's going on with Jose.
The guy's 3 foot tall and he hits 20 home runs every year. Explain that to
every
me.
Every year.
I want to hear the physics on this one. I know what it is. Yeah.
And yesterday, remember, we were talking about Alvarez with the hand. He did not play last night, Scotty. Was he in the lineup this afternoon?
Can't hit with a bad hand.
Sure. Bad hand for Alvarez. I know they were playing in the day game today. Was he out there for them? Quickly, I will check for you.
I strike against them. I botchy jinx them. I wish them ill will and failure
playing
of
today.
The highest levels.
Missed today also, so that's three games in a row missed for Yordan Alvarez, again with the hand. Not a good scene for them. We will come back with the Lions share, Scotty. Did we ring the bell with Salvi last night for the Dingers? Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
Ding, ding.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is a whole new jungle. This is The Lion's Share. Brought to you by BetMGM.
All right, Carver High, let's make him some stacks again with the Lion's Share.
Yes, the Lion's Share brought to you by BetMGM. Good to have you again with us. Salvi did go yard for Tater Time last night with the home runs. We, of course, got nothing with McClanahan, no bet. He got hurt in the bullpen before the game, which we will talk about later, Scotty. But for Umber Valdez, he continues to be a cash register for us for the Astros. As he got it done, too, with the K-props. We will start tonight with Tristan McKenzie of the Guards as they take on the Orioles tonight. 5.5 for McKenzie, minus 130 to the over, minus 110 to the under. He's over in 4 of his last 6 starts. Faced the Orioles in June, only had 4. I'm going under with McKenzie tonight, Scotty, against the Orioles.
I mean, you don't know what to do with this guy. His last start, he had 4. The one before that, he had 14 strikeouts against the White Sox. The one before that, 3. The one before that, 8. He's all over the place. So I will say it's not going to be easy tonight for the other side, obviously. I think Baltimore's got their hands full because he's 5-2 at home. But I really like the O's chances tonight against this guy, believe it or not, with Lyles. I'm going to say under tonight because I'm feeling Baltimore. I'm going to say under on McKenzie.
There you go. Next, we will go out to Citi Field. Mets and the Dodgers again tonight. And the Mets will bring Jacob DeGrom to the party. Now, Scotty, we were on DeGrom the last 2 starts at 9.5, and he let us down with just 9. Tonight, because he's facing the Dodgers, we get that move down to 8.5, minus 120 to the over, minus 115 to the under. So if we're doing 8.5, he's over in his last 4 starts. But tonight he does face a tough Dodger team. Going under again, under for DeGrom on the 8.5.
Yeah, you know, it's 9, 9, 10, 12 his last 4. So he's always around 9 or double figures. I'll take a stab at the over. And I will think that he's going to have problems tonight in this game because that's how good I think the Dodgers are. I think this is a lot like all of the bettors were all over Scherzer last week, and he had 11 Ks against the Rockies, and he lost 1-0. I mean, everybody just thinks every time this guy pitches, he's going to win, and they limit his pitches, and You don't know what the bullpen's going to do against a team as talented and as deep as the Dodgers. So I'll take a stab that he'll get nine. He's had 9, 9, 10, 12 every time he goes out. So he's, you know, definitely Sid Vicious. There's no doubt his stuff's filthy.
Next, we will go to the Red Sox and the Twins. And even though the Red Sox have had a very tough last couple of months, Scotty, one guy who's been good for them all season, and especially since he's come off the IL, is Michael Waka Waka Waka. Low number for him tonight. Going to pay for it for the over, minus 155, but 3.5 for Waka against the Twins, plus 110 to the under. He's over in all three starts since he came off of the injured list. He did face the Twins back in April, had a five spot that night. I'm going over, even though it's heavy money, Scotty. Over 3.
I'm going over. He's 4-0 on the road with a 3-3 ERA, 29 Ks in road starts. Not only do I think he's going over, I think he's going to win.
How about that? Red Sox tonight in Minnesota against the Twinkies. And finally for the K-props, Gerrit Cole against the Angels tonight. 8.5 is the number for Ace Ventura. Minus 110 to the over, minus 130 to the under. He's over in 6 of his last 9. He had 11 against the A's on Friday. Of course, Scotty, as we discussed before that A's start, he usually racks them up against the bad teams. And yes, even though you have Trout and Otani in the lineup, the Angels are a bad team. So I expect Cole to go over 8.5 tonight.
He's 6-1 in road games. He's got 86 strikes, Ks in road starts. His ERA is 3.5. He blows away the Angels tonight, goes over, and wins.
There you go. Strikeout props for tonight on the Lion's share. Now it is tater time, Scotty. Let's go and hit some dingers tonight around Major League Baseball. We'll start with the Cardinals in Cincinnati against the Reds. I got a couple for you here because we have some guys who have great history against Minor, who's going for the Reds tonight. First, the guy who's going to be the NL MVP, that is Paul Goldschmidt. Plus 210 for Goldie to go yard tonight. He's got 9 home runs in the month of August. Let's finish it out with a 10 spot tonight. How about these numbers against Minor? 8 for 14, that's 571 for you guys doing math at home, with 3 home runs. He destroys this guy, Scotty. We're going to go Goldie plus 210 tonight.
Yeah, I'm on that for sure. I'm on them for sure. And throw me the other ones because Minor sucks.
Well, here's the thing. Tyler O'Neill, who's been pretty hot lately for the Cards, how's this? 6 for 9, 3 home runs also against Minor. He's plus 220 tonight. So O'Neill and Goldie, I'm sure Arenado would get involved too. Anybody you want to go with tonight against Minor for the
Arenado
Reds?
Arenado and Pujols on top of O'Neill and Goldie on ice. Let's go.
Next, we are going to go with a back-to-back and a belly-to-belly. Salvi was good to us last night when he was facing Giolito. Had great history. Well, guess what? He hammers Lance Lynn also, Scotty. Plus 185 for Salvi Perez tonight. 7 for 23 and 2 home runs against Lance Lynn. He's homered in 2 straight games. Let's make it 3.
Why not? And the White Sox are now our whipping boys. We just make money against them every night.
Look, and they can't beat the Royals.
Finish.
Save their lives. They can never
beat
the Royals.
Did I tell you Singer would beat them? Did I tell you Singer would beat them? That was the play. I bet on Singer. Easy
and
cover.
Perez eats him up. Not only did Perez homer last night, he had like 3 or 4 hits, had an RBI double, had the home run. He was all over the place.
Again.
Next, Braves coming off a loss to the Rockies at home last night. They're going to face Feltner tonight. We'll get Matt Olson involved at plus 220. He hit a homer off of Felton earlier this year in Denver. He's had a pretty good month of August. Plus 220 for Olson tonight.
I love that one as well. Feltner up is awful, and he's going to be serving him up tonight. I'm not going to be surprised if several Braves hit home runs tonight after they lost last night. That was embarrassing. Give me, Dansby. I mean, you name it. Throw him in there. The kid Moore, he'll hit one too.
They hopefully will go off tonight against Feltner. That was an awful loss at home to them last night. All right, and I have to go for a deep shot for the last one. This is my – I did numbers for the other ones. This one's my just got a feeling. Stan's been back for a week now. He's been scuffling. Yankees facing a lefty in Sandoval tonight. Maybe this is the night where Stanton finally gets to tee off. Guy doesn't throw that hard. He's not a soft tosser either. Plus 270 for Stanton to finally bust out since he's come back.
Why not? And give me more with Judge. He's hitting them every night now. He's got 51. Judge. Why not hit another one? That'll be three in a row.
He's unbelievable too, man. It's almost like you want to play him every night, but the guy can't homer every single night. I guess he's trying to show you that he can.
Sure he can.
It's ridiculous what Judge does, that's for sure. Game prop, Scotty, here we go. Mariners to win again in Detroit. They beat them up last night. Mariners to win again, over 6.5. They covered that themselves last night, plus 130. Mariners winning over 6.5.
Yeah, I'm on the Mariners again, and I just want to, the bottom line is like Alexander's awful. He's going to give up 5 runs at least. So I think Gonzalez beats him, and I think they score over 6. Yes.
There you go. Next, we will go to Citi Field. We mentioned that DeGrom is going tonight. Tyler Anderson's also going for the Dodgers, Scotty. I think the Mets get one back tonight and under 7.5, plus 170. Mets win and the under 7.5.
Well, I'm not going to argue with you that it's going to be a great game, but I got to tell you, I'm taking a huge risk here. I think they're going to beat him. And I like the under, but I'm going to take the Dodgers tonight to beat him. Literally 85% of the bets are on DeGrom. He's automatic. He never loses, blah, blah, blah. And, he's facing the Dodgers. You're not facing the Reds. He's not facing the Marlins. He's not facing the Rockies like he did. He's facing the Dodgers. And I know it's a different team, a different year, but over the last 5 years, they have owned the Mets like no other. They've racked up like 23 wins and 5 losses against them. So I think that Dodger lineup is going to take the challenge to go out and beat this guy tonight.
There
plus
you go.
140,
and finally,
big number.
Finally, for the game props, the big ball of the night, Royals and the White Sox, both to score 4 or more runs at plus 210. Bubich and Lance Lynn tonight, Scotty. Let's get a lot of long balls. Kansas City will beat him again, plus 210. Both score.
Yeah, but you have to have Kansas City win that game is what you're saying to me?
No, it doesn't matter who wins. Both teams to score 4 or more runs. Plus
yeah, both teams will score. Both will score more. Bubik cares over a 5. So's Lynn.
Yep.
They're both going over. That'll hit. I like that bet.
Yeah, I don't care who wins that game as long as they both score a ton of runs. So there you go, Scotty. The game props, the taters, and the strikeouts. The lion's share for a Wednesday night brought to you by BetMGM.
Oh, the Astros have runners on the corners with 2 outs in the 4th. Oh, the humanity. I'm feeling the big one coming on. Carver High. Oh, God. I need some water. I need some Tums. I need some cough syrup. Oh, God. Oh, God, really? Stop.
I will.
Stop the bleeding.
We'll give you the rest
God,
of last night's
money.
Games when we come.
Oh, God, the money.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Well, Tucker had a big 2-out single with the bases loaded. It's now 5-2 Astros in the 4th, and the damage is not done yet either. They're still at bat, so Texas in big trouble at home today all of a sudden with the first-place Astros. They're dangerous. Dangerous bet. Sometimes you got to go for it.
Sometimes you do got to go for
I'm
it.
I'm devastated.
Astros right now. Team at home, Liverpool. Down 1-0 to Newcastle, Scotty. Newcastle taking a leave on Liverpool here as I see very sad faces in the crowd. They got plenty of time. There's still 60 minutes left in the game. Let's relax. Let's get you to some more games from last night, Scotty. The Dodgers did beat the Mets 4-3 out at Citi Field to take the first game there. Gavin Lux, the go-ahead hit in the 7th on Sportsnet LA.
3-2 pitch. Lux comes through again. Base hit center field, and the Dodgers lead 4-3. Lux has knocked in three of the four.
Right up the middle, and that was all she wrote. It was a really good game, right? You get the Canna home run, you get the Marte Parte home run. They got him off Haney, and then Gavin Lux, a great at bat, and he saw a hole and put wood on it on a full count and knocked it into center field.
And that's the amazing thing about the Dodgers, Scotty, because even though you're fearful of Betts and Freeman, Turner, and all these other guys, they got guys like Lux and Trace Thompson who burn you at the bottom of the lineup, too. It is very difficult to navigate through what the Dodgers throw at you on a nightly basis. The Yankees got off the deck in Anaheim last night after losing three in a row. And why did they win, Scotty? Well, why else? Who led the charge? All rise. Here comes the judge, number 51 on the YES Network.
High fly ball, deep right field. Ward back, turning, looking. See ya! Number 51, Aaron Judge, a three-run home run. And the Yankees lead 7-2.
I mean, it is every night now, this guy. And believe me, you, if he does this for another, you know, night or two, you're looking at, you know, he'd be at 52, 53, and then he's single digits to go over 61, which is Maris. So it is on like Donkey Kong. I mean, this guy is going to put on a show, and it is the 31st of August. He's still got tonight before September starts, and he's got all the way into the first week of October before the playoffs.
And remember this, they've had two very long road trips here in August. He's going to play a lot of games at Yankee Stadium in the month of September. They have a lot of home games in the final month, which is going to help him as well, as he needs 10 to tie Maris and 11 now to break the Yankee, the American League, et cetera, record. And in some eyes, the all-time lead, depending on whether you believe in what the guys did in the late 90s or not. Jameson shots of Tyone left in the third inning, Scotty. He was hit by a line drive, x-rays negative on his forearm. Now, look, Tyone stinks. I'm not going to deny that. But the last thing the Yankees need right now is to lose another starting pitcher. They don't need that at all. So even though that guy's not good, they still need him out there every 5 days. So at least he didn't break anything on that line.
Yeah, I don't. No, I don't think he's bad. I mean, the guy's won a lot of games for them this year. He's had a really good season for him. He started to tail off here, and now he gets hit with his line drive. Listen, nobody really cares about him. Let's talk about this for a second. You mentioned these guys that hit all those home runs, and they were all juicers. Every one of them was a cheater. Every single one of them cheated their entire last 10 years of their career. For a decade, they were juicing. And there is no way you can tell me that those records should count when you got a guy that's clean and that's never failed a drug test and never been busted for anything, hit that many home runs. As far as I'm concerned, he'll be the home run king because no one thinks Barry Bonds is. They all know he was juicing his mind off. I mean, this guy was he was pricking his belly every morning for the last 15 years of his career. And McGuire and Sosa were juice heads, too. I mean, it goes on and on. Don't even get me started. No, they're never getting into the Hall of Fame because they cheated. So we're supposed to recognize their records? My ass.
It's going to be very interesting to see how people receive it when he gets to, if he gets to, which he should, 62, by the end of this season and see where people stack it up in terms of all-time greatness. That's for sure. He's having some.
I don't care what anybody thinks.
He's having some year. And you talk about MVPs. Imagine where the Yankees are without Aaron Judge. Where are the Yankees this year without Judge, Scotty? And look, they were talking about this on the game last night. That's why it's fresh in my mind. I mean, the Angels are awful, and they'd still be awful if Ohtani wasn't there. You know, Judge is – where were the Yankees? The Yankees would have the same record as the Angels if they didn't have Judge this year. That's how bad the Yankees would be.
There's no doubt about it. And he's going to make – you know, it's funny. I said the beginning of the conversation on this show was because they had offered him $220 million. I said that he's going to make $300 million, hands down, no questions asked. And then now, as the season's gone on, with the numbers that he's put up, there is no doubt in my mind now that he's going to make $400 million. They're going to have to give him $400 million to stay in the Bronx. At least Trout got more than that. You know, all these guys now are getting these gigantic contracts. Like, they just gave that Julio Rodriguez guy a deal that essentially is $400 million with all the bonuses and incentives. And let's face facts. They gave Juicer Boy $340 million in San Diego. And Juicer Boy can't even have a surgery because he's got so much drugs in his system. They can't even put him on a slab.
They couldn't.
So, you know, every guy in the league now makes $350 million. Cano made $240 million. He's another one sticking needles in his ass. All I know is that Judge is clean. He's going to get $400 million. And if they don't give it to him, they will literally, someone, they're going to have to fly Hal Steinbrenner to Costa Rica and hide him in the jungle because he'll be finished in New York. He won't be able to be seen publicly in New York ever again. Someone will kill him. And you can quote me on that. Those fans are so crazy. Don't even tell me they wouldn't do it. They'd beat him with rocks. They'd beat him with rocks in the street outside of the Yankee Stadium. Don't even tell me I'm wrong. Those people are nuts. And they will beat him dead if they let this guy leave New York. And I mean it. I'm not even kidding. You can't even go to a game there without looking over your shoulder. You gotta run to your car when the game's over. This is not, you know, this ain't Cincinnati where everyone walks around all stupid looking and smiling, looking for their car. Where we live, you run to your car. And believe me, you're scared to death. And you get on that train, you got about a 60% chance of getting shanked. And you know I'm right.
Hal is gonna have to pony up. This coming off season.
400 mil, Hal.
No question about that.
If he screws this up, Cashman will be living with him in Costa Rica, and those two will become lovers. You can quote me on that, though.
I think that's also – if Cashman screws that up, that will actually be the end.
That'll be it for him.
By the way, I will tell you, Judge over 61.5 plus 180 is where it's at right now. Plus 180.
Give me that puppy. Come on, give me that puppy.
61.5. And what did I tell you the Pujols was the other day? I think it was like plus 900 or something like that for Pujols to get to 700. It's almost in half. Plus 475 now for Pujols to get to 700.
So, I already got that at 700.
I know. We got it early. Thankfully, we shall see. It was a bad night again last night for the Phillies pitching staff, Scotty. Second night in a row in the desert. They got racked, including Aaron Nola. D-backs beat the Phillies 12-3. Another huge night for Jake McCarthy. Who? RBI triple early in the game. A three-run homer now on Bally Sports Arizona.
Goes to Alec Thomas.
Here goes Rojas. McCarthy hits a fly ball deep to right field and say goodbye. It's 8-0.
That's indefensible too.
Yes, sir. That's number 5 for McCarthy, and they have blown it open.
Boom, baby. I got that puppy at plus $1.18 as well. That's two nights in a row. I got him at $1.58. Boom. I got him at $1.18. Boom. All I do is make people money.
That's a rough 3 days for the Phillies, man. Lose to the Pirates, get shut out, and then get blasted a couple of games against the Phillies. Against the D-backs. That's tough. Cleveland did beat the Orioles 5-1 last night. The Reds beat the Cardinals 5-1 last night, Scotty. And you know what? I didn't even know that Austin Romine was still in the league, but he hit a homer for the Reds last night on Bally Sports Cincinnati.
Hit well, center field. Tyler O'Neill fading back, looking up. That ball is gone. Romine launches to right center and puts the Reds ahead 2-1.
Romine Lettuce with a drive. I haven't heard his name all summer.
No, haven't heard his name at all. But then again, easy to get lost when you're playing in Cincinnati, Scotty. Like you just said, they have a hard time going to their cars. They look lost looking for them. So I can understand why Romine gets a little lost too. The Rays beat the Marlins 7-2 last night. We'll talk about the problems for them before the game in a moment. But first, let's hear another Randy Arozarena home run. He's been hot. Bally Sports Sun.
The new pitcher, the lefty facing Randy Arozarena who gets into one. High shot, deep left center field. Gone! Home run. Arozarena put a charge into that one on the first pitch here in the ninth and hits it out, his 18th home run of the year.
Well, you know, I still hit that bet, and I was worried about it after Dirty Harry got scratched, and they still won the game. But I'm telling you, you know, you fill him in, he's injured, and if that guy's injured, that's going to hurt their chances in the playoffs. If this guy's shoulder's gone, Carver High, you can forget about them. He's their ace.
No question about that. He was warming up in the bullpen before the game. Felt something in the shoulder, obviously stopped, did not start last night. That is a tough scene for Tampa, and you're right. That will hurt them big time if he's not available for them late September, early October when it gets real serious. A's beat the Nationals 10-6 last night. Blue Jays beat the Cubs 5-3. Teoscar Hernandez, big fly on Sportsnet in Toronto.
Batter that little will face.
And Teoscar Hernandez takes him the other way with authority. It's gone!
Well, there you go. They just play well at Rogers Center, right? And they're beating up on the Cubs. And that's what you got to do when you play bad teams. You got to beat them.
They were having so much fun Monday night at the Rogers Center, Scotty. That was when they had the big comeback win against the Cubbies after being down 4-0. So much fun that they had to take a couple of people out of the upper deck. Some relations up there in the top row. Similar to the relations in Oakland last week. This week, now they're in Toronto. It's like all over the place now, Scotty. Everybody letting it fly up in the upper deck with nobody there.
Well, there, you know, it's a global sport, and there are relations everywhere, and it appears
sport.
That now you can just go to the old ballpark and get your swerve on with your girlfriend. I mean, it is all evolving rapidly.
At least they didn't throw him in jail like they did to the people in Oakland. They just kicked him out of the stadium. They threw those people in Oakland in jail.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So, Carlos Santana with a big shot last night for the M's. They continue to take care of business in Detroit.
They certainly did, Scotty. Lots of home runs for the Mariners. You had Cal Raleigh. You had Ty France. And, yes, Carlos Santana, big fly on Root Sports.
That strike zone out a little bit, and it'll give hitters more chance to put balls in play.
This is way back and gone. The Mariners' third home run tonight is off the bat of Carlos Santana. It's a two-run smash. Well, the Mariners just keep pouring it on here in Detroit.
Yeah, that was incredible. And I can't even believe the Rockies won in Atlanta. You got to be kidding me.
I could not believe it either. I had Atlanta involved in a little bit of a parlay last night, Scotty, so you could say they ruined that one for me. Here's Montero on the Rockies with a couple of RBI doubles, the second one on AT&T Sportsnet Mountain.
2-1 Braves. Ilaris Montero hits it hard. This time it gets by Riley, diving at third, down into the corner. CJ Krohn's going to be waved in. He will score without a throw. RBI double by Ilaris Montero.
So getting some really good swings against Max Fried, who had been pitching so very well.
I can't even fathom Max Fried lost to the Rockies, really. That was a ticket ripper.
Tough to believe. Atlanta now, Scotty, of course, has lost three games in a row, still three back of the Mets in the NL East as we are about to turn the calendar to September. So Braves not out of it yet by any stretch.
Listen, they're a playoff team. They're dangerous, but, I mean, they're just not taking care of what they have to right now with a crappy team in town. They've swung and missed on this.
And they will be getting Ozzie Albies back soon, too, Scotty. Starting a rehab assignment, he's been out the last 2 months with the foot injury. So that's good news for the Braves, too. More guys on the way.
I mean, Acuna and Albies never play. It's amazing how they're injured so much and they're so young.